fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger, unafraid, right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. Revolution. Radio!
Are you coming to the train, led by a man who wants to break the chains? Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out for a wall built by crane? Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain? Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? Wear a hat of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to your train to take our great country back again? Join the revolution, break the chains. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're going to win at the borders. We're going to win, and we're going to keep winning. And we are going to make America great again, greater than ever before. Greater than ever before.
July 9th, 2023. This is Dr. Johnny, and let's keep the truth alive and be generous with your contribution to Revolution Radio. Dr. Johnny gives every month through the Patreon account that I started, and you can set one up too. Just set one up on freedomslips.org and automatically donate $5 per month. It's so easy. And if you don't send a donation to Revolution Radio, please send a generous donation to Dr. Johnny. We have really been working hard to get you the truth and the news you can use. So your donation will really be appreciated to keep Dr. Johnny on the air. And if you only have a phone and you want to hear my show, you can call 641-793-2531 every Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. And if you're on your computer, just go to freedomslips.org and scroll down to Studio B and click on the green arrow every Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. Welcome to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD, where Dr. Johnny will bring you hope, health, and happiness, but most important of all, the truth about our world and give you the tools to help you survive and thrive. I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, best-selling author, and virus recovery expert. Well, some of my listeners don't believe me that Trump supporters, Christians, and patriots are being targeted by the deep state, and this has been going on long before the Obama administration. The deep state's weaponized the FBI against us patriots. They've weaponized the IRS against us patriots. And we now know truth is revealed that Pfizer and Moderna directly targeted red states with deadly batches of vaccines, the kill shot. Some red states now are reporting 11 times more deaths than other states. Most red states have reported twice as many deaths and injuries than other blue states. And if you don't believe me, well, let me tell you about Jack Smith. You know, the deep state special prosecutor leading the witch hunt against President Donald J. Trump. Smith made some reckless statements Friday morning on his telephone, and he said, "Find me a Trump supporter, and I'll find you a crime," implying that he, given enough time, could unearth or manufacture charges on every person who voted for Donald Trump. White hats at the U.S. Army Cyber Command overheard the disgraceful comment while monitoring communications in and out of Smith's office. My source told and revealed that Smith seldomly uses his office phones and is likely calling allies on the burners to orchestrate unlawful political prosecution of President Trump, the burners being a secure phone. Smith was reportedly speaking with D.C. Mayor Merrill Bowser at the time. Smith followed up with an equally offensive statement saying, "The average Trump supporter probably commits 3 felonies a day." Ha! His statements are emblematic of how the deep state views Trump fans and show his disdain for Trump and anyone embracing Trump's Make America Great Again values and agenda. He is a deep state thoroughbred who served as assistant district attorney for the Department of Injustice. I call him now the Department of Injustice. He has an affinity for Merrick Garland. Between 2010 and 2015, Smith worked for the now incarcerated Eric Holder, and Smith's wife, Katie Chavagani, is a big-dollar Biden donor and filmmaker who produced a glowing film about Michelle Obama and worked on an anti-Christian United film titled Dark Money, all targeted against Christians. Smith doesn't have an unbiased bone in his body. He doesn't know the meaning of impartiality. His lexicon also underpins one of Trump's most paramount warnings that he, Trump, is merely an obstacle standing between the deep state and conservative patriots, and that his removal would hasten the fervor of the deep state takeover of society with their Great Reset and New World Order. This is the only dialogue we've intercepted from Smith, and it speaks volumes about where he stands, not like it was any secret, but this was recorded and heard directly from his mouth. You know, give me the time, I'll find a crime on any Trump supporter. Guys like Smith, there's no nuance in their thinking. They just hate the values of the USA, was founded on, and they hate Donald Trump. We hear this chatter across the deep state stratosphere. I think he's just evil, my source said, and said Bowser, his wife, also a deep state asset, made no incriminating comments on the brief call. She also giggled at Smith's adherence to all things Trump. They even weaponized the FEMA against us, as you know. And right now, we're going to take a deep dive in what is going on in FEMA and look at how FEMA actually works. Many in the agency are Trump haters. It is a federal agency geared up to go after patriot Americans during disaster relief efforts. Even American today, every American today should know this. Because in the blue states, when there's a disaster and FEMA goes there, they help them and rescue them and all that. But if it's a red state, they pillage and plunder and steal from all the red state people if there's a disaster. The U.S. Navy Judge Advocate JAG Corps Office of Military Commissions on Wednesday convicted and sentenced to death former FEMA boss Brock Long following a tumultuous tribunal that saw the FEMA ghoul try to distance himself from the agency malfeasance by just fringing and saying, I don't know, just ignorance. In an open statement, Vice Admiral Darcy Crandall told three female panelists chosen to weigh JAG's case that FEMA, under Long's leadership, was a lawless entity that carried out acts of domestic terror against law-abiding citizens as preparatory stress tests and training exercise for a deep state declaration of martial law. Long, who was appointed by Donald Trump and served as FEMA's top dog between June 23, 2017 and March 8, 2019, spoke for himself, insisting he had faithfully and lawfully performed his duties per the tenets of the U.S. Constitution. He called JAG's allegations reckless and said that the fantastical stories of FEMA boogeyman murdering the innocent existed long before he led the agency. Those tales, Long said, were concocted by delusional, conspiratorial Trump, supporters and right-winger believers, 4chan believers that he called. I guess we'll see, the admiral said, but not that I expect you to tell the truth, but I remind you that you have been sworn in and you are under oath. The admiral's assistant wheeled a dolly loaded with cardboard boxes into the courtroom. The admiral placed one box each on the defense table and panelist table. Care to guess what's in there? Admiral asked Long. Long grimaced. Are those Trump's classified documents? He sneered. It's good you have a sense of humor. You might need it in the coming days, Admiral said, unamused. The assistant removed the stacks of paper from the boxes and set them on the tables. And Crandall said, Detainee Long, you are familiar with what the Federal Emergency Management Agency calls red and blue lists? And Long said, I'm not sure. I have no idea what you're talking about, Long replied. Well, then, allow me to help refresh your memory, Admiral Crandall said. When General Berger's forces captured Mount Weather, FEMA's private underworld, they retrieved information dating back to the early 1970s, including this, holding up a document. He tapped his finger against the team of papers on the defense table. a report you authorized and initiated on November 7, 2018. The list contained names, addresses, and occupants of over 1 million citizens FEMA had labeled subversive and potential insurrectionists. The names were not of any criminals or known terrorists. They were ordinary people who led average lives and held average jobs. They were mothers and sons and daughters and fathers and aunts and uncles. They were plumbers, electricians, factory and dock workers, and automotive mechanics, a vast sampling of white and blue-collar folk whose only crimes, if any, were isolated DUIs and parking violations. They were the average everyday person that any other person might meet on the street. What defined the list was how likely the FEMA's estimation a person was to rebel against deep state politicians with red listers deserving the highest level of scrutiny. Admiral Crandall read out loud a random name from the list, and he said, "What would merit the inclusion of an 85-year-old retired postal worker?" he asked. "I don't know. I was never at High Point," another name from Mount Weather. "I don't know squat about your list. For all I know, you could have fabricated them yourself," Long argued. The admiral noted that Long's initials were on several pages. "Do you deny that's your handwriting?" the admiral pointed to his initials. Long said, "I was a busy man in those 2 years. It's possible, yes, I signed the documents without thoroughly reading them. If that's my crime, so be it. I don't make any damn lists," he said. And then Crandall said, "Well, the evidence shows FEMA started a list long back when it was that peanut guy, Jimmy Carter, was around. And a year after that, the administration after administration, FEMA administrator after FEMA administrator, the list got longer and more swollen." And then he points to another name, Barron Trump. He was 11 years old when his name was put on the red list in 2018. Isn't that odd? The child of President Trump who appointed you, his name gets put on the list of subversives. 11 years old, Barron Trump is on the list of subversives. And Long says, "As I've said, I have no knowledge of the list. This red list of names of people you wanted put on the detainment camps, if martial law were declared, isn't that true?" "That's absurd," said Long. "How is it that President Trump appointed you, and days later, the names of MAGA people got added? Normal, hardworking people going about their lives, and they unknowingly got placed on your agency's secret terrorist list," Admiral Crandall said. Long stuck to his guns. He says, "I don't know anything about it." In the Navy, the captain of a ship is responsible for the actions of his entire crew, Mr. Long. As administrator of FEMA, weren't you responsible for the actions of your subordinates? Long glanced at the ceiling for a moment. FEMA employs 20,000 people. I can't possibly have known what 20,000 people were doing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. "I'm not omniscient," he said. "So you have no responsibility? Is that what I'm hearing?" the admiral said. "Hypothetically, this is a far stretch of the imagination. Let's just say your underlings added to those lists, which somehow didn't know about, you didn't know about behind your back conspiring against you, because that's what it is. You said it's not your fault. Is that what you're saying, Detainee Long? It's not your fault?" I'm saying I don't know a thing about your list, Long said. Oh, they're not my list, Admiral countered. They were yours. Is there any reason you have had to secretly visit Obama and his FEMA director, your predecessor, Craig Fugate, at Obama's D.C. residence three times in 2008 while you were working for President Trump? Well, for the first time, Long didn't have an answer or a non-answer at the tip of his tongue. He stammered incoherently, then asked Admiral Crandall to repeat the question. Sure. Did you meet Obama and Fugate in Washington, D.C. on January 17th, March 22nd, and May 12th in 2018? No, I don't recall, Long said. So which one is it? You didn't or you don't remember? It can't be both, can it? The Admiral pressed. I can't answer that question as phrased, Long said. The Admiral showed cadence of his speech. I'm sorry you're having difficulty understanding the question. It's a simple yes or no. No, I didn't meet them, Long said. Just so we're clear, are you therefore saying you did not meet Obama and Fugate at Obama's Washington, D.C. home on the dates given or any other dates, Admiral said? Yes, that's what I'm saying, Long said. So, if I introduce you a witness placing you in their company on those days, that would be your definition of lies. Is that correct? That is correct, Long said. Well, we'll see, the Admiral said, and put the tribunal on recess until lunch. FEMA's perpetual degeneracy and Brock's long smugness seemed to genuinely irritate Vice Admiral Crandall, who has remained at Guantanamo Bay, since Gretchen Whitmer's execution, as opposed to flying back to Camp Bloss in Guam. Something big was brewing at Bloss, was all I was told, Admiral Crandall said, we'll try the case anywhere, just give him a crime and a defendant. And so Admiral Crandall stayed at Guantanamo Bay and tried Long, and Wednesday's defendant was the loathsome former FEMA administrator Brock Long, who had followed in the footsteps of his predecessor, abusing his authority to transform disaster relief agency FEMA into a weaponized arm of the Department of Homeland Security. Neither Brock Long nor earlier FEMA bosses, Admiral Crandall mentioned to his paralegals, had the history of criminality before helming FEMA. It was as though the position itself instilled in them a rapacious desire to strip citizens of the rights and freedom they hold sacred. Following Wednesday's lunch recess, Admiral Crandall summoned the prosecution's first witness, Dr. Daniel Kramowski, FEMA's second-ranking official during Long's reign of terror, unanimously confirmed by the Senate in 2017, Kowalski was the agent's deputy administrator for resilience responsible for addressing preparedness challenges in times of natural disasters. He spoke about his academic and employment history and was asked to identify the defendant. Oh, yeah, orange jumpsuit, handcuffs, sitting at the table? That's Brock Long, Kowalski said. The Admiral held in his hands a ream of paper. Mr. Kowalski, are you familiar with FEMA red and blue lists? Kowalski swallowed hard, saying, I'm not on trial, right? You're a witness, Mr. Kowalski. A witness has been offered conditional prosecution immunity in return for honest testimony, which is what we expect of you, the admiral said. Quasqui sighed and said, I've heard of it, the list, I've heard of it. You've heard of it? That's amazing, because the defendant claims he absolutely has no knowledge of it. What have you heard, and from whom? The admiral asked. Kowalski said, I've heard two stories. One story says that those lists have names of people FEMA feels need watching, people, you know, who don't particularly like the political environment and the politicians running the country, and it has names of people who own multiple firearms and have bought, you know, excessive quantities of ammunition. The other story goes, it is all part of role play exercise, Kowalski replied. And from whom did you hear these stories? And Kowalski said, I honestly can't tell you who or about the list. It was probably more than one person. After that, I asked Brock, the defendant, what the deal was, and he told me the role play scenario. Do you recall the defendant told you that? Asked the admiral. He said, we're talking about 5 or 6 years ago. I think it was sometime in early 2018, Kowalski said. I find this perplexing. Internet forums have been replete with rumors of these lists since the internet was a thing, yet we have two FEMA officials saying they have no knowledge or only a peripheral knowledge of the list. And that boggles my mind. It really does, the admiral said. I'm telling the truth, Kowalski insisted. Would it surprise you to know, Mr. Kowalski, that your name is on the red list? Long erupted in anger as the admiral laid the sheet of paper in front of the witness stand. He's lying, Long said. His name is not on the list, Long shouted. If it's on there, they doctored it. The admiral faced Long. How would you know whether his name is or is not on the list if you have no knowledge of the list? Admiral Crandall taped the page with the index finger. He just tapped it. He said, there's your name, Mr. Kowalski, right there, added in March 10, 2018. And for the record, we didn't alter it. I guess you're on the red list. Why did you do this to me, Brock? Kowalski yelled at Long. The admiral asked him not to address the defendant. You weren't that special, Mr. Kowalski. The database has 1,540,327 names alphabetized. You're in good company. If you didn't insert your name, someone under his authority did. And he excused Kowalski, the witness. Deep staters, the admiral noted, had an uncanny ability to incriminate themselves under pressure. He mentioned how much he appreciated criminals willing to self-snitch. He introduced a second witness, Mark Knowles, a FEMA Region 3 deputy supervisor from November 2017 to December 18, 2018, after which he resigned from the agency to pursue other ambitions. He described himself as a cocky, ambitious man who never let rules hinder professional progress, and said he and Long had often discussed the societal benefits of eradicating people who called themselves patriots. The admiral asked, is it safe to assume, Mr. Knowles, that you and the defendant, Long, were friends? Oh, we were friends, the best of buddies, Knowles said. Please state why you're here today testifying against your friend. Knowles snickered. I said we were friends, and because I'd rather spend 5 years at Hotel Gitmo than risk swinging from a rope from a tree, that's the deal we offered you. Yep, Noel said. I'll tell you all you want to know, nothing but the truth. And why should his tribunal accept your testimony as fact? The admiral asked. No reason you should, except I have receipts for much of it, Knowles replied. Admiral instructed Knowles to respond with a yes or no answer unless instructed otherwise. And then he said, Mr. Knowles, on March 22, 2018, did you observe the defendant, Barack Hussein Obama's home in Washington, D.C., while he was there with former FEMA Administrator Fugue? Admiral Crandall asked. Yes. Were you a passenger in the defendant's government vehicle, and did you drive you both from FEMA's office on 500 C Street, Southwest Washington, D.C., to Obama's physical address? Mm-hmm, he said. Yes or no, please, the admiral reiterated. Yes, said Noel. I drove him to, he was there driving him to Obama's house. Did he tell you why he was going to see Obama? No, he did not. Only said that he had to talk with him, said Knowles. Were you curious? And you can elaborate. Sure, but I wasn't paid to ask questions, Knowles said while I was riding in the car. And how exactly did you come to observe the defendant conversing with Obama and Fugate, the former FEMA administrator, Admiral Crandall asked? Because they were out front with two secret agents in front of his house when we pulled up. I stayed in the car. Brock Long got out to meet them, and they talked, and then they went inside. The admiral displayed a photograph of Long, Obama, and Fugate smiling and shaking hands. He said Knowles had taken the photo through an open car window, and that JAG's experts had forensically examined the image and metadata. Long was squirming in his seat at the defense table at this point, chewing on his lower lip. Mr. Knowles, you captured this with your cell phone, right? The admiral asked. Yep, he said. Why did you take the picture? Knowles said, you never know when something comes in handy in the future, so I snapped a shot. In response to further questions, Noel said Long, Obama, and Fugate went inside after minutes of senseless handshaking. He said he waited 45 minutes for Long to exit the dwelling. An admiral asked, and since you were not in the house, you obviously couldn't know what they discussed, right? Only what Brock told me, he said. And what did he tell you? Knowles laughed. He's a cocky guy, this Knowles. He said that they talked about ruining Trump, like if it were a severe tornado outbreaks that spring, they'd withhold relief and blame it all on Trump. Say he got the funding and everything and blame it all on Trump and not give any relief. And if FEMA got caught with the hands in the cookie jar stealing from busted homes, they'd try to blame it on Trump. Well, the admiral said, well, let's step back. What did you and Long do after he finished at Obama's place, said Admiral. Oh, we went to a regional preparedness meeting not far away. Did you think President Trump knew that Long visited Obama? Heck no, said Knowles with a chuckle. You kidding me? I mean, I don't know as a fact, but come on. Realistically, Trump didn't know. Trump was FEMA's enemy. Why is that? The Admiral asked. Because Trump wants to purge the deep state, and FEMA is the deep state. FEMA is no part of Homeland Security. FEMA is Homeland Unit. You guys came along. FEMA controlled the most fortified arsenal in the country, Mount Weather. Even Cheyenne Mountain has Walmart-grade security compared to what's at Mount Weather, Knowles said. The Admiral thanked him and dismissed the witness. If we remember in the summer of 2018, Hurricane Harvey, a monstrous Category 4, cleaved the path of destruction through the Houston metropolitan area, flooding roads and shuttering homes as the 135 mile per hour winds lashed coastal regions of the Lone Star State. Counties went dark and lives were ruined. The storm displaced 30,000 residents and caused $124 billion in damages, making it the costliest tropical cyclone on record. No sooner had the storms diminished and the rain stopped than FEMA came along, rolling along in the town, an estimated 5,000 personnel, among them a throng of armed agents whose assignment was nothing to do with saving lives. It was the actions of these men that interested Vice Admiral Crandall when Brock Long's military tribunal resumed the following Wednesday evening. He addressed the three female officers JAG had picked to hear the witness against Long. When President Trump heard that FEMA agents had ransacked flooded homes, stolen private property, jewelry, and guns, and were physically and emotionally abusive to the population, that was a sudden and very vulnerable. They were all, you know, at their worst time, all flooded out, and they took advantage of them and took their guns and jewelry. He summoned the defendant, Donald Trump, summoned Long to the White House and demanded answers. The defendant naturally played dumb and said he didn't know what President Trump was talking about. And when Trump showed him evidence, the defendant Long blamed it on a few rogue agents. President Trump gave the defendant a reasonable offer: deliver the responsible parties within a day or pay the price for the crimes yourself. We know this is a fact. We have sworn testimony and deposition from President Donald Trump himself attesting to it. Did the defendant hunt down the rogue agents? Admiral Crandall continued. No, he did not. 8 hours after seeing Donald Trump, Long was on a flight to Argentina, where he lived until this June 19th, just a few weeks back, when he was caught sneaking back into the U.S. for the first time since he left Trump that day. The Admiral took a sip of water. It would shock me if he's willing to open his mouth with an explanation. He paused for 30 seconds and then said, I guess he's still not talking. Long sat quietly at the defense table, his only comfort a pitcher of water whose ice cubes melted away as quickly as his freedom was melting away. His eyes had stopped following the Admiral's movements and were now closed. The Admiral said, or maybe he can explain to the commission what a FEMA barge is, Admiral Crandall said. That's a myth, Long yelled out without opening his eyes. Those are hospital boats. Conspirators like to call them FEMA or prison barges, Long said with his eyes still shut. Admiral Crandall showed the panel images of a barge anchored near Port Arsenis, taken after Hurricane Harvey's eye wall passed over the land. He also showed the satellite imagery of some barge tailing the storm into port just beyond the outer bands of the hurricane. The Admiral's final images were of uniformed FEMA agents corralling what appeared to be homeless persons into a Zodiac rig rafts at gunpoint, ostensibly transporting them to the barge. What happened to these people? Did Payne E. Long? This wasn't the work of just a few rogue agents, was it? This was a major operation, Admiral Crandall said. We've heard you have guillotines in those barges. Long didn't speak again. The Admiral asked the panel to find Long guilty of treason, and they did within 15 minutes and sentenced him to hang by the neck until dead. Admiral Crandall set the date of execution for tomorrow, July 10th. Long will be hung and swinging from a rope. Oh, yeah. Well, folks, the Great Reset worldwide social credit system has arrived. They're really pushing this. Time Magazine article, Ray Dalio of Bridgewater Associates hedge funds warned that the world is on the brink of disaster, he said. All this fear porn going out into the media. He came to this conclusion based on current events that haven't happened since the 1930s. The largest amounts of debt and inflation, the biggest gaps in wealth and values resulting in the rise of populism on both the left and the right against the elites. See, folks, let me just give you a hint. The blue, the Democrats, they're waking up and they're turning against the elites. They don't like all this stuff. They're seeing, you know, the ones that have a head on their shoulders. And the greatest international conflict between world powers, and most importantly, between the U.S. and China, Peter Onge writes that easy way out of this mess would be the elite to proactively shrink in scope, get a government out of the economy and out of social engineering and out of propagandizing our kids. But of course, this won't happen. Common sense and simple observation will tell you that the so-called elites will continue on their path towards economic destruction and world war. It's not going to happen, folks. The white hats aren't going to let that happen. But they're putting out the fear porn to the nth degree because the deep state is desperate. This will likely be the international bankers who have planned it all along, and that's exactly right. Let us not forget, the fast-growing BRICS monetary system was born in 2001 out of Goldman Sachs. In 1971, President Nixon officially ended the gold standard and replaced it with the petrodollar, in which OPEC agreed to price their oil on U.S. dollars in exchange for U.S. military protection. This blood money deal preserved U.S. control over the world economy, but when the U.S. weaponized the SWIFT payment system against Russia, BRICS became the only viable solution for the rest of the world. So 80% of the world's population is under BRICS control, and over 71% of the world GDP is under BRICS gold-backed currencies. Reuters in New Delhi reported that last May, the State Bank of India rejected the Indian Oil's corporate plan payment in U.S. dollars for Russian oil, and so they went to a private bank and settled their trade with Russian oil by paying in gold-backed yuan to the Bank of China, and have continued to do so ever since. The shortage of U.S. dollars in Argentina has caused commercial banks to allow the Chinese yuan as the form of currency in savings and checking accounts. Argentina has already been issuing securities in Chinese yuan and has made a $2.7 billion payment to the International Monetary Fund using Chinese BRICS currencies. the Federal Reserve Bank's Fed Now coin is scheduled for launch at the end of January. FedNow is officially an update to the Federal Reserve's payment processing and settlement system and appears to be a backdoor to creating a central bank digital currency. Private blockchain operator Tassad has partnered with the Federal Reserve's new payment system and will serve as an interface for FedNow. FedNow coin is also connect with the Metal blockchain, whose CEO and founder claims will allow banks to prepare for an eventual central bank digital currency along with the bank issued stable coins. The idea of a central bank digital currency is already hugely unpopular with the majority of the Americans. They don't want any part of it. But accordingly to Dalhauser, it is being set up to destroy alternative blockchain solutions such as Ripple and Stellar. Those are their big competitors that already have a big hold. And, you know, FedNow is just getting started. And if the powers that be are successful in destroying the U.S. economy, then the only other option to except a CD, you know, central bank digital currency would be some form of revolution, which would be nearly impossible seeing how divided the populist movement is within the left-right paradigm. Last week in China, the World Economic Forum proclaimed that the entire world needs to switch to a central bank digital currency to expiration dates and restrictions on undesirable purchases. They propose using artificial intelligence to censor hate speech, rewrite the Bible, and put disinformation on the internet. Oh yeah, they want to eliminate all the Bibles and rewrite it and just have one Bible, one religion worldwide. They want to use their AI intelligence to do that. And using artificial intelligence to control the global social credit system that will involve wearing devices with sensors to monitor everyone's actions. If we, the people, fail to unite against the powers that be, then their solution will most certainly be world war, depopulation, and total control. This is all happening right now, and they're trying their best to get a foothold in this new movement to have the new world order. And just a quick update, if you understood correctly, according to Ground Command, the entire world is currently on international global martial law. Oh yeah, I'm not talking about the United States, I'm talking about everywhere else. It's already been set up that global martial law is around the world, and not national martial law, I'm talking about global national law, martial law, global martial law. France is torn up, it's under martial law. I mean, so many countries, I don't want to go into a long list. Individual governments have zero control and are in the process of renegotiating their sovereignty. In other words, the governments and or government, Inc.'s corporations are currently not recognized as sovereign and need to register with the archives and hall records via Ground Command or revise global intelligence agency structures. Also, all countries are currently declared bankrupt, and the International Monetary Fund and the United Nations, the World Bank, the World Economic Forum, etc., are all defunct corporations without any sovereignty. These will be replaced by a revised Global Intelligence Agency, an entity known as CARE. Just look at that word, CARE. They're so clever. CARE, The IRS is being restructured and may be replaced completely. Janet Yellen has been fired, not public yet, and the U.S. Federal Reserve and the Treasury is on notice till the 30th, within this first week. If we cannot pay the global repository back the quadrillions owed, it will be handing over all its assets, including property and commercial property, land, businesses, assets, etc. We are about to see the real truth and the real news unfold before our eyes. So brace yourself for short-term volatility, medium and medium-term change, and long-term prosperity, because we have to have this eclipse of the old system, folks. It has to crash before we can have our great awakening and our great new world. The long-awaited military move against the Khazarian Mafia in the West appears to be unfolding. The riots in France, Belgium, Switzerland bear all the hallmarks of this. Men in identical black uniforms wearing police-style boots are wreaking havoc across the continent while pretending to be Muslim protesters. This is classic military agent provocateur action designed to ready the public opinion for martial law. As it is the age-old P3 Freemasons, Ab Chong Ordu, or Order Out of Chaos strategy, the idea is to create so much mayhem the citizenry welcomes a military takeover to restore order. The fact this type of sabotage is taking place in Switzerland means some sort of military-type move against the Bank of International Settlements, the World Health Organization, the Khazarian Mafia Power Centers are very likely. The same is true of Belgium and France, where the European Union has its headquarters. The other thing to note is the Muslim rioters are systematically targeting Chabad death cult facilities across Europe. See, let me give you some inside information, folks. The deep state instigated all these Muslims to get all riotous and to just start destroying everything. But guess what they're going after? They're destroying deep state banks and deep state headquarters all over France. They don't want it. They don't like the deep state. Yeah, we'll riot. We're going to destroy you. Oh, yeah. I can't make this stuff up, folks. These riots appear to be coordinated with pride events, this homosexuality and pedophilia. And we noticed the French riots started just as former male prostitute and fake French President Emmanuel Macron was appearing at an event promoting homosexuality. This happened in tandem with simultaneous marches throughout the West featuring naked men parading in front of children. They are chanting things like, we're here, we're queer, and we're coming after your children. They're chanting that out loud, naked, marching through the streets. And if it had been naked women on parade, you can be sure that the police would be acted and arrested. But no, they just let the queers go through the streets. Maybe this is because naked men are less of a traffic problem, since passing drivers would look away from them and not, but naked women, that would cause a lot of wrecks. Hey, I can't make this stuff up. More likely, it was a contrived force to awaken the sleepwalking sheeple to make this a personal thing to the average citizen. They're also trying to force them to accept people with penises in women's bathrooms. You see that all over our universities. You see it all over Europe. When your daughter is accosted by a bearded pervert pretending to be a woman, it forces you to get involved. Mothers can't forget that. When their daughters are getting raped in bathrooms by bearded transvestites. In another move to wake up the sheeple, the fake Joe Biden presidential avatar is making many bizarre performances and statements. For example, he said, I sold a lot of state secrets and a very lot of important things for money, he said. while meeting with Indian Prime Minister Modi. The corporate propaganda media tried to cover this up as a joke, but we know it's all true. When we listened to a video recently, the fake mask Biden talk about Russia losing the Iraq war, he really is suffering from dementia. But that is not the only time. We also see Joe Biden slurring his way through a train wreck of an interview this past Thursday, claiming there was a civil war in the U.S. in 1960 and mixing up the Constitution with the Declaration of Independence before wandering off the set lost in his Alzheimer's cloud. Joe's avatar was seen pull out all the whistleblowers out of work because he's such a one-man red pill machine, one Pentagon source commented. At the same time, as Biden acted like a senile buffoon, Congress passed a resolution 503 stating for the impeachment of Joe Biden for high crimes and misdemeanors. And yet, not a word about this from the corporate mainstream media, the prostitutes. We know the real Biden is long gone, but the point here is that Joe Biden, the symbol of corporate power, is being actively set up for a formal optical impeachment, and we see this all happening. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says Congress is going to impeach Biden's attorney, General Merrick Garland, based on information coming from the whistleblowers. Another thing we notice is that thousands of flights are being canceled around the United States as July 4th holiday, all around the holiday. This just prevent Xerian Mafia members from fleeing and escaping, and I'll have more details on this after these words from our sponsor.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew.
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Don't miss the Crick Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B. right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crip Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Riff, I thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD. This is Dr. Johnny, and I was just talking about some things that were going on. It's coming from the Q movement. You know, we were talking about all these whistleblowers that are revealing everything about the FBI. We also got a very definitive explanation of what the so-called Q movement and Donald Trump had to do with all of its activity, from former SAS Richard Bozzi, who explains the entire Q movement is started by about 300 or 400 mostly Navy and Marine officers. They originally thought of staging a military coup, but realized it would involve killing large amounts of American civilians. So they decided instead to act slowly and systematically in accordance with military law. This is why it's been taking so long, folks, to, you know, get our country back. However, this is not, you know, this is now reaching a point where nothing can stop what's coming. As an example of how unstoppable this movement has become, Senator Lindsey Graham was booed and jeered at and insulted from the moment he took the stage while he walked off it, and was later laughed at and booed again during Donald Trump's speech during Pickens, South Carolina MAGA rally on Saturday. So Trump invited Lindsey Graham on, and everybody says, boo. It's a photograph of Graham and executed traitor John McCain. You know, there's no question that they were the warmongers, and shows him with Tim Osmond and Osama bin Laden, explains everything. There are only three branches of the U.S. military now. One is BlackRock. The other is Raytheon, and the other are the pharmaceutical companies. We have control of all this. This very corrupt elite in the country. Let me see, somebody sent me a text. If that's somebody saying they're not hearing me. All right, well, we'll just keep on going with the show. So we have to get control of this very corrupt elite in the military. I don't think we'll ever get the 2024 get to the 2024 election, Bossy says. I think things are going to implode in Washington before then. And this is how also Colonel Douglas McGregor describes the situation. He says, however, multiple sources say that this process is going to keep unfolding over the summer and not expect any sudden change just exactly in July. Nevertheless, in a sign that the military is really taking action, more than 300 Canadian soldiers are suing the government over damage caused to them by vaccine mandates. We warn them to make sure the judge presiding over the case is not a Freemason. The Canadian Parliament is helping those soldiers by introducing a bill making vaccine mandates illegal. Okay, thank you. Okay, everybody says I'm coming in clear. All right. Another sign of real movement is in Congress acting against CISA, big tech, and government-funded third parties for colluding to censor Americans, a long-term victim of Google, Facebook, and all the censorship. Americans have really been abused by big tech, and it's good to see actions finally being taken place against these enemies of truth and free speech. There is also evidence of some sort of financial anomaly taking place that could trigger or could be triggered for the long-awaited reboot, not reset, but the reboot of the social economic system. The Federal Reserve Board is now undeniably bankrupt, according to their own St. Louis branch website. It's right on the website. As we see, the Federal Reserve Bank has been paying money it is legally obligated to give the U.S. government since September of 2022. If the checks of a private business like the Federal Reserve Board bounce, it means they are bankrupt, and they've been bouncing. Also, with interest rate rising as much as they have, junk-rated companies are now going to have to pay 80% more in interest over the coming months as their loans are rolled over. This will also affect mortgages and non-junk borrowing. It just means the collapse of the current system is a mathematical certainty. In another sign, the Khazaria Mafia is running out of money. The Soros Foundation has announced that it's firing at least 40% of its staff. Oh, yeah, George Soros Corporation, run by Alex Soros, they fired 40% of their worldwide staff. However, they're still trying to pretend it's all business as usual by issuing fake statistics. For example, they say in the fourth quarter of 2022, real GDP rose 2.6%, even though real gross domestic income fell 2.3% in the first quarter. The two numbers should more or less be the same. One doesn't rise and the other one doesn't fall. It doesn't work that way. They're also trying to cover up an ongoing run against the banks by magically turning $65 billion of deposit outflows for domestic banks into $48.3 billion in inflows. We have also been alerted that MI6 that events in Sri Lanka that could affect the entire financial system. They shut down all the banks for 5 days starting on June 30th, and MI6 says this is to install a new financial architecture. If it works there, then the rest of the world is going to follow, he says. This move came after months arguing between the International Monetary Fund, the Rothschilds, and the World Bank, the Rockefellers, and the Chinese over the country's debt. Khazaria Mafia financiers asked China to write off Sri Lanka's debt, and China said, okay, if you do the same. So the Khazaria Mafia said no. So the argument is being repeated across the world. So China says, if you don't write off the debt, we're not writing it off either. We notice corporate reporters are puzzled that even though the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank bureaucrats approved new loans to places like Pakistan, the money never appears. they keep getting told, wait for the next G7 meeting, but the meetings come and the meetings go, and still no money. So, yeah, IMF and World Bank, they're broke. The MI6 source says all developing countries may soon renounce their loans to the International Monetary Fund and World Bank in what appears to be related move by the French Rothschilds to break with the Rockefellers. Bankrupt Argentina decided to use Chinese yuan and special drawing rights, SDRs, to make a payment that was due to the International Monetary Fund. That means the IMF pretended to pay itself by conjuring up SDRs out of nowhere by borrowing it from China. The important point here to note is that no U.S. dollars were involved. The last time the French tried to do something like this, the French IMF head, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, was falsely accused of raping a maid and then fired. They put out this big smear campaign. He raped his housekeeper. Then came immediately after he found out that the IMF gold was supposed to back the SDRs, this safe deposit receipts, as the dollar replacement has been stolen by the feds. Maybe this new move by the French has something to do with the riots in France? Hello? Hello? We also saw the European Central Bank President Christine Lagarde claiming climate change affects inflation, she says. Another sign the Kazarian mafia money is from the masses. This is a new scare tactic. This coincides with toxic waste being burned in the cities and blamed on Canadian wildfires by climate change. They're saying all this smoke in the air is from climate change. It's from all those fires they've set. Also note, she's appeared on screen and not in person. This helps confirm White Hat's report that the real Christine Lagarde has already been arrested. It's just CGI. The invocation of climate crisis seems to be a cover-up for the bankruptcy of the European Union, Polish intelligence reports, and Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, who has been attending the EU summit meeting, says the only question anyone is asking here in Brussels is, where's the money gone? I love this guy. He asked this because the European Commission submitted a budget amendment proposal asking member states to pay tens of billions in euros. The question arises, how did this situation come about, and how did they bring the European Union to the brink of bankruptcy just 2 years in the last seven-year budget? Brussels is running out of money, too. How did this happen? What happened to the budget? They want to get their 50 billion euros from the member states to give to Ukraine while they cannot even account for the money they've already given to Ukraine so far. This lack of money is connected to a move to stop the Khazarian mafia theft from the European, American, and Japanese people in the name of various crises they call the pandemic or Ukraine or now climate change. They got to put a new spin on it. Their fraud is now being systematically opposed. It turns out that every temperature measurement station operated by the National Oceanographic Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, is corrupted to make the country appear hotter than it really is, effectively reinforcing the global warming hoax, the Polish report says. According to a study by the Heartland Institute, 96% of NOAA temperature stations do not meet the agency standard for uninjured placement. It's all rigged to make the temperatures higher. Most of them are located near objects that trap or generate heat, thus falsifying their readings. Then we see the USA Today article, March 8, 2022, of GMO mosquitoes released in Florida, and they call, they're all in on it. Even the CNN article, June 27, 2023, saying malaria recorded in Florida, USA for the first time in 20 years. Soon we can expect a headline declaring climate change brings malaria to Florida. Don't be surprised. All those mosquitoes, all this heat. Oh, it's climate change bringing on more malaria. It's a new pandemic. Oh, yeah. Get ready. Then we see a push for malaria vaccines. Oh, yeah. Which stands to profit? You know, who stands to profit from these malaria vaccines? Well, you know, everybody knows the playbook. There's nowhere to hide. You know, Bill Gates, pharmaceutical companies, and the Defense Department. Everybody knows the playbook. We now look at the ongoing war in Ukraine, and the war crimes, and the fraud. When I looked at a photo from July 2006 where George W. Bush, dining with a somewhat unrecognizable Vladimir Putin at a function in St. Petersburg, Russia, catered by Yevgeny Gershovin, Prigozhin. This is around the time that Bush clan proposed a new Cold War with Russia as a way to feed the military-industrial complex and keep those orders coming from in the Defense Department. When they weren't getting enough orders for war, they invented this vaccine. And that was also from the Defense Department that they hired Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson to make their weapons of mass destruction, what they call, you know, experimental use weapons, genetically modified weapons. Also, there's another agenda at work. The Rand Corporation told the U.S. government it needed to cut off German energy ties with Russia if it was to stop the EU from becoming a competitor. The Polish say, in the end, this was accomplished by blowing up Nord Stream pipeline. The result, German loan was looted to the tune of $132 billion last year by the Khazari Mafia. Where did it go? To Ukraine. This is the same Rand Corporation that advised blowing up Japanese nuclear power generators at Fukushima to stop the Japan from becoming an energy-independent nation. Who benefited from both attacks? The Rockefellers. They got the oil. They want to sell more oil. Khazari Mafia criminals are also now trying to benefit from the genocide in Ukraine. We can see Irish member of the European Parliament, Mick Wallace, get his mic cut off as he describes how the Khazari Mafia outfits like BlackRock have been stealing Ukrainian agricultural land and industrial assets. It looks like extermination of its own population, a Ukrainian soldier tells the Vice about the situation at the front. This is also a lot of corporate theater accompanying these crimes. Everything is a movie. What these people wear every day, where they go, who they meet, when and where they meet, what they say to each other, how it's filmed and edited, it's all a big show. The video of Vladimir Zelensky and Greta Thunberg's meeting is a real example. Boy, she's a beauty, isn't she? And that's not a she, that's a man, okay? That's a biological male. Greta Thunberg is a biological male. But they've raised her as a tranny. Just a little inside information there. Everybody knows that Zelensky is in no way an independent figure. He's being told what to do, which policy to pursue. It is senseless to speak with him, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says. Now the Khazari Mafia Theater has been exposed. It's been turned against them. for a good laugh, I watched a video of Ukrainian singer Roshilana, winner of the Eurovision 2004, demanding F-16 fighter jets. She's got her helmet on for some reason, and she's forgotten to wear pants. Then there was a whole Wagner coup opera that tried to overthrow Putin, but it was just an act. It was just a show. Western services reached Prigozhin and wanted to manipulate him. Prigozhin sensed a lot of money and thought about all of it. And to keep the wolf full and sheep whole, he called the Kremlin and revealed everything. What should we do? He asked. We got an answer. We do a theater. Let the West think they've succeeded for one day. So that's where the whole coup came from. Now the real Wagner has been deployed to Belarus, only 80 kilometers from the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv. Of course, we do not expect Kazarian Mafia to go silently in the night. Victoria Nuland, head of the U.S. State Department, has officially stated in a video conference with Kyiv what World War III will effectively begin on July 11th, that's what she says, starting that the U.S. and its partners will fight as long as it takes, 16 years or more. The scheduled date is chosen to coincide with the NATO summit, a one-day meeting in Lithuania. My question is, why is that beast even still alive? I mean, that whole NATO thing and that whole World War III thing. You know, this Victoria Nuland, or is she? Is she dead? I mean, this could be CGI or someone wearing a mask. And anyway, it comes across that way as Victoria Nuland. The other big question still hanging in the air is, when will the long-anticipated space opera begin with the whole alien space invasion, the ET invasion? This may have already started, because we see all these videos coming in of craft all over the place. But it's not from the deep state. It's just from everybody else. There's a lot of galactics out there flying around. Well, the deep state keeps working away, you know, trying to survive. Yet the white hats are not stopping 24/7. And guess who JAG arrested this past week? None other than the Attorney General Eric Holder from the Obama administration. Oh yeah, they got Eric Holder. I hated that guy because he ran guns, he did Fast and Furious, and he's the one that put the guillotines in all the retainment camps, you know, all these FEMA camps, and put the guillotines on the barges. He wants to guillotine people, and he wants to train FBI and FEMA people to use the guillotine to make them, you know, harden their hearts so they don't mind later just going after patriots and just chopping their neck off. Because, you know, they say, you know, you kill once or twice, you know, you become hardened, your heart becomes hardened, and you don't think of it. It's just another job. That's what Eric Holder promoted during the Obama administration, selling guns to the Mexican cartel, and then they were picking up homeless people and taking them to the guillotines on the FEMA barges and in the enchantment camps to kind of harden the hearts of the FBI and FEMA people. Yep, they got Holder. The charges, my source said, stem from Holder's involvement in Operation Fast and Furious, a gunwalking scandal, which the ATF, the, you know, Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Agency, unlawfully allowed gun dealers to sell firearms to straw buyers. Only, you know, any purchase where, you know, wherein an agent agrees to acquire a good or service for someone who often is unable or unwilling to purchase a good or service themselves. The agent transfers the good or service to the person after purchasing it, and allegedly to track the weapons to Mexican cartels. That was the spoken story, but they just want to get armament to the cartels. They need that cocaine and human trafficking to stay going. I mean, Eric Holder and Obama are big cocaine users. So is Joe Biden. So is Hunter Biden. And they had to keep all that going. So the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Agency thought and lost track of the guns. Funny thing, isn't that interesting? They lost track of all the sales, and many of which were on their way back in the U.S. in the hands of criminals. The guns would later be linked to domestic and international homicides. Holder became the first sitting member of the cabinet of the United States to be held in contempt of Congress, but the Justice Department Inspector General under Obama refused to prosecute him and cleared him of all charges in 2012. He escaped Obama justice, but wasn't going to escape military justice now. There's no statute of limitations for treason. Holder, 72, had been labeled a target of opportunity by the White Hats, meaning arrest when able, but without wasting excessive resources. My source said that Vice Admiral Darce Crandall had been sifting through a stack of unsolved indictments, and when he saw Holder's name appear in the paperwork of his predecessor, Admiral John G. Hanek, who prepared in 2018, a cursory investigation revealed that Holder, still a prominent member of and a financial benefactor to the Democratic Party, shared a Bronx residence with his 55-year-old male. Holder is married to obstetrician Sharon Malone. They have three children. It's pretty well known a lot about these guys. They have marriages for convenience and for optics, but if you get my meaning, you know, they are queer as the day is long or as Christmas. Our intel showed that he didn't live together, that you know, him and his wife didn't live together, and that Holder hadn't even seen his wife for 2 years. He was shacked up with a dude, my source said. On June 28th, JAG investigators arrived at New York City to verify the intelligence. As expected, Holder and his lover were alive and well, frolicking in the city. They seemed inseparable, which posed a problem. When possible, we want targets isolated to make the arrest quietly without witnesses or public attention. Holder and his lover went everywhere together. Investigators tailed them 2 days and had to make a call. They phoned Vice Admiral Crandall's office saying they could not isolate Holder and asked whether they should also detain his consort. The Admiral, my source said, begrudgingly agreed, opting to make the arrest and deal with the fallout afterwards. On June 30th, investigators apprehended the twosome outside the Pasta Louise Cafe in Northwest Brooklyn. Holder and his friend had been awaiting an Uber pickup when investigators ushered them into the rear seat of an unmarked SUV. The unnamed friend wanted an explanation, and Holder demanded a phone call to Obama to sort things out, he said. My source said that JAG may level additional charges against Holder based on circumstantial evidence he authorized drone strikes on American citizens between 2009 and 2012. This guy's a real beauty. He authorized drone strikes on American citizens. What are you going to do when you get shot out of the sky, shot from the sky? I mean, come on. Have you heard enough about politics and everything? The deep state's going down, folks. There's no question about it. I can't emphasize and make my point more clear. So let's talk about better things. Let's talk about your health. What will be the force to help you find the path on your journey that will guide you and the ones you love toward health and the light? On every show, I reveal that there are only two things that make up the Master Survivor Program. Number one is the hair tissue mineral analysis, the HTMA, which gives us guidance on how to balance the minerals in all our cells with food. And the number two, the second item, is the 3 hours total gut restoration kit, which balances the microbiome. And getting the gut balance will improve your immunity strength. Doing both number one and number two in this way will get you balanced where your gut and your cells are balanced, and then everything's balanced, you never get sick again. We want to understand the gut is our brain. I'm going to talk more about the microbiome. This is why the microbiome is so important, because the gut is our brain. But most people don't realize that. And furthermore, we as humans are less than 0.001% on Earth, just a small niche of life. And this microbiome in our gut is truly what gives us life. But most of my patients and my listeners don't understand what the microbiome is. Just remember, damage to the gut is also damage to the microbiome and the brain. So how does that gut damage happen? I want to use the term plasticity in a more interesting way. So let's look at the genomic plasticity. Typically, we think of neuroplasticity, meaning that our connections in the brain can actually be the restructure of new synapses, dendrites, to enhance action of our neurons. We also have a genome that can express radically differently through the epigenetic modulation. I've talked about the diversity of the microbiome before on other shows, and you heard me mention that there are literally quadrillions of bacteria inside us, and they are so diverse. We are walking around with tens of thousands of different species of just bacteria. So when we're looking at the population of each species, the enormity of the count is beyond our human conception. But this is just the bacteria. Then when you go from bacteria and look at the parasites, you have hundreds of thousands of different species of parasites. Now, folks, I learned about this through the study of the Human Genome Project, because it eventually merged into the Human Microbiome Project. The Human Genome Project was a huge study that started in 2010 by the National Institutes of Health, and by 2012, it morphed into a separate issue of the Human Microbiome Project. Okay, this is where I'm getting this data. So like I said, when you go from bacteria to parasites, we have hundreds of thousands of different species of parasites. Most of these parasite species are actually not damaging. In fact, they're very life-giving to the human body. We need these organisms, the parasites, the bacteria. Then when we look at the fungi, there are over 1 million species of fungi. I mean, you're getting my point here? Then when we look at all the viruses, there's even more of viruses than all the rest of the fungi, bacteria, and parasites. That's even more mind-boggling. We haven't even begun to categorize the number of species of viruses on the Earth or inside us. We have a rough idea on Earth, and that it's 10 to the 31st power of viruses on this planet right now. That's 1 with 31 zeros after it. The number is 10 no million, and it's so big, and it measures roughly 10 million times more than our stars in the entire universe, or grains of ocean on the seashore. There's 10 million times more viruses on the planet on Earth right now today than there are stars in the entire universe. Not the galaxy, the entire universe. I mean the entire universe. We're talking about billions times billions times billions times billions of viruses all around us. We just don't know how many viruses live in us or how many viruses live around us. So far, we've just mentioned the different species of bacteria, fungi, and viruses going on in our environment and living in our gut that make up our microbiome. Then you have to calculate the actual population numbers of each group, and those numbers are so vast in size, we still really don't know about the population of all the bacteria, fungi, and viruses in our gut. We don't know what that population is. It's huge. Or do we know the exact proportions of each of the genera or number of population of each species? These numbers are so vast, we just don't know. But what we do know is that all adults have between 5 and 8 pounds of these microflora in our gut. I'm just talking about microscopic organisms, nothing else. I'm not talking about the crud, the crap, or anything else. Just the microorganisms we have calculated in the Human Microbiome Project that they're 5 to 8 pounds of just microflora. Just the bodies of microflora make up 5 to 8 pounds in our gut. Those 5 to 8 pounds are huge numbers of microbes in our gut and are all putting out their own genetic expression. You know, you heard about junk genes, junk DNA, that 97% is junk DNA. Well, that was the farce and the lie they laid on us for so many years. That 97% of DNA is that 5 to 8 pounds of microflora in our gut. That's the DNA that they're talking about that they say is junk DNA, has nothing to do with the human body. Well, that's the only thing that's true, that 97% of our DNA has nothing to do with our human body at all. It's just microflora. But they're putting out their own genetic messages too. So this 5 to 8 pounds in our gut are huge numbers of microbes in our gut, and they're all putting out their own genetic expression. This is a large amount of information going on in our being and into our consciousness that really make us up. You know, most of our life is not these cells that make up our body, it's this microbiome. We only have 3% of our genetic expression. Most of what gives us life is that 97% of all these viruses, microbiome, you know, the microbiome and bacteria and parasites. That makes up our being, our consciousness, helps us think, because the gut is the brain. It is the software. This is a huge amount of information and expressions that is being uploaded every second to help govern the health and life of our bodies and our brain. Then we have to ask the question, what is the relationship between the microbiome and the expression of the human genome? This is where the microRNA come in, and they are always circulating in our bloodstream. The unique thing about some of these messenger RNAs is it makes proteins. So when it does, then we have a gene. We've got 20,000 genes. They stay inside the nucleus of our cell. They can't leave the nucleus of the cell. But when the DNA unravels a little bit, it exposes a gene, and a bunch of the cofactors, or these microRNA, will bind on in there. It will make a messenger RNA, which will then leave the nucleus and go into the cytoplasm of the cell, and it will code for protein to be built inside the cell on top of that, based on all the input of data from all these viruses, bacteria, and parasites, from all their genetic expression. And that's what runs us. And then these messenger RNA go out into the cell to help make more proteins and give us more energy. I tell over and over again on all my shows, you hear me say that, you know, if you do the Master Survivor program and become a Master Survivor, I will improve your messenger RNA. It's a promise. I can tell you by the lab reports. You know, on the hair tissue mineral analysis, I can show you that. Because I know our cells are being more robust and they're putting out more protein. And guess what you tell me? You tell me, well, Dr. Johnny, I'm feeling better. Well, that's why you're feeling better. Because that messenger RNA has a better message. And our cells make more protein and energy for the body. Now contrast this with the microRNA that's from the non-coding, non-gene regions of your DNA, the 99%. That 99% that's making up our microRNA, they don't stay at home. They go and leave the cell. Not only did they leave the cell, they can leave your body. And right now, if you were to take a swab of your mouth, we can extract them. They're basically envelopes that are in your saliva. These are little exosomes. These little packets of microRNA that are in your saliva right now, if you go and analyze these, we can tell exactly what genes you're starting to turn on, how your health is doing, and it can tell us exactly which microRNAs are being activated to modify the genes. When I take patients down to Mexico to get their stem cells, one of the things we get is more, not only more stem cells, but more exosomes. Because that helps the stem cells rebuild and repair all the other products. Because stem cells will relieve the inflammation, and then we have to repair that. Well, that's where the exosomes come in. Those are the messengers. See, this signaling process is what stem cells and exosomes do. The stem cells will signal the activity to be done to make the repairs, and the exosomes are there as bricks to repair, you know, in the wall and to patch up all the things being repaired in the body. So if you're interested in what I'm doing and becoming a Master Survivor and never getting sick again, then go to themastersurvivor.com and scroll down and click on the Master Survivor program. And you'll see number one is the hair tissue mineral analysis, and number two is the total gut restoration kit, which will balance your microbiome. That's what it does. With the hair tissue mineral analysis, eating the right foods, we balance the minerals of the cells. So when both the gut and the cells are balanced, guess what? We're healthy and we don't get sick again. That's what it's like becoming a Master Survivor. So this interesting thing about your saliva, you know, we're talking about getting the exosomes out of your saliva. It's in your urine, it's in your breath, it's also in your sweat. These exosomes are like the messengers that go out. They're little packets of data going out into the environment around you. And when you go in a store or restaurant, you're around other people, and you take on their exosomes, you know, that actually helps us get healthy because we get more information. It's not toxic, it's healthy. That social distancing 6 feet apart is not healthy. We need the interaction. We need to share our exosomes. We need to share our DNA. And when you go into a store or restaurant, you actually change everybody else's genome in the room by exhaling, by getting those exosomes or microRNA out in you and in them. Now, that's just a teeny bit of information that's going on in the exchange with you and everyone else. In contrast, the bacteria in our gut, the fungi, and the rest of the microbes, we already know is continuously making at least 40 to 60% of the microRNA in your bloodstream. That 40 to 60% is non-human. We know that number is much higher because we're just scratching the surface to count this microbiotic activities in the microbiome, because we're barely started to really decode the microRNA from the fungi and already have accounted for half of that. Some of the 15 to 20% of the microRNA we study already can reckon it. We can already recognize it as being fungal. The rest are bacteria and virus microRNA. And we're sure, in all probability, that most of the microRNA messages are from non-human sources, i.e. bacteria, parasites, virus, and fungi that make up our microbiome. This is what it takes for us to be healthy. We need those microflora, bacteria, parasites, viruses, and fungi. We keep that microbiome balanced. If you're out of balance, you have GERD or acid reflux or whatever it is, and you go on the total gut restoration kit, the three R's, we get that microbiome back in balance, and then it's working for you and not against you. I think that just by sheer numbers that I shared with you today, that we are so overwhelmingly outnumbered by bacteria, fungi, and parasites that soon what we're seeing now and going pinpoint to pinpoint and finding out 99% of microRNA in our bloodstream is not human at all. It's not from a human source. It's from all our other microflora. You know, it's not from our own genes. It's non-human. That's what keeps us healthy. It's not human at all. What that means is most of your genetic expression is coming not from us, ourselves, but from the genetic expression of our microbiome. But what happens if we don't have the right balance of microorganisms in our gut and our microbiome? What happens when there's too much of the wrong messages? What happens when hundreds of thousands of different species of parasites, over a million species of fungi, and a huge number of species of viruses all get out of balance? This can easily happen when we get too much glyphosate, which comes from Roundup that they spray everywhere, other toxins in vaccines that they put right in our body, and it damages our shikimic pathway and tears apart our mucosal layer, and then we have leaky gut. We get allergies and inflammation, and in the beginning, and of course later, what comes? Autism, diabetes, heart attacks, Parkinson's, and many other diseases and problems. The original cause of all our illness is from the toxins damaging our microbiome. This is why on many of our shows, I've been talking so much about toxins and so much about the microbiome, because the toxins damage our microbiome. These huge numbers of microbes are such a blessing from Mother Nature, but when they're in balance in our gut. But if they get out of balance because our gut mucosal protection gets damaged from glyphosate and other toxins, then these poisons and their wrong organisms slip into our body and get out into the bloodstream, into our brain, and disrupts all the systems in our body. Whether it's your endocrine system or your hormones, whether it's your circulatory system, whether it's your heart or your nervous system or your brain, your ability to have children with fertility and sterility, all that is out the door when we get too many toxins. With these toxins, your well-being all goes downhill fast, and we see it all around us every day. Glyphosate, that is what's in Roundup. That's the main ingredient, and it's everywhere. It's water-soluble, and it's even in many popular beers. You just look at organics.org and look up the beers, and you'll see there's glyphosate in the beers. Now, when you look at everything is by design, an extermination program of Americans, I already told you what the FEMA is doing. It really made all these irrational events of food toxicities and vaccines so much easier to understand. We now are able to see what is real and what is not. it has become abundantly clear, very, very clear to me, that the wars, the economy, all the politics, the sales pitches about what you should eat, what you should wear, whether you're going to have enough food or water to survive, or all the changes in the weather that they call climate change, you know, the hurricanes, the mass shootings, the snowstorms, just about any other kind of terror event or change they will throw at you in the media to increase the drama, to keep your fear factor high, it's all being poured on in unlimited quantities at an accelerated rate. It is all a distraction, and that is constantly changing and unpredictable. It's always, it will always be changing, you know, from one distraction to another, always unpredictable, because the powers that be will keep it going that way at a high pace to impact us at any cost, to keep you sick, distracted from knowing the truth. At this point where we are, the distraction, the disinformation, the lies, and proliferated quantities, this is the only strategy the deep state has left. Make no mistake about it. They categorize us, especially us patriots, Christians, and Trump supporters, as useless eaters. The fear they spread and the insults are never ending. They are pouring it out more than ever. Their goal is to keep your head spinning so fast with fear and disinformation and lies that you will not ever wake up to the truth. Everything you hear and see in the media and the internet will always be overkill, always be changing, and never predictable. There's only one thing that is not changing, and one thing that's very predictable. Just like the sun comes up every day in the east, every morning. And that is the steady increase of toxins and poisons in our food, water, and air. That's always going to increase. I guarantee you. Just look around. Look like more lines in the sky. More toxins in the air. Yes, they're not putting heavy trace metals like strontium and aluminum and chemtrails, but biologics as well. They're putting all those heavy metals and biologics. Have you ever heard of Morgellons disease? Oh, yeah. Well, those biologics are in the air, and if you get enough of them in your body, then it'll start Morgellons disease. It comes from the chemtrails, and it has biological carcinogenic effects, these organisms, like the increase of glyphosate and other toxins that flow into our aquifers because it's water-soluble, and our municipal water supply are just more toxins in our water. Most municipal water tests show traces of perceptible drugs that are painkillers and antibiotics. It's all in the water supply. All these prescriptions are now in our water supply. Why? Because this is what people are taking most of, and these chemicals eventually find their way back into the public water supply. Like all the coloring additives and flavorings and anti-caking agents and preservatives in our grocery store items, just more toxins in our food, oh yeah, it is now an established fact that this rise and trend of toxic increase in our food, air, and water directly resembles the same rise and trend of chronic diseases here in America. Both these graphs show these trends are parallel. A hockey stick gone vertical. It is, in my opinion, that these toxins are our most dangerous threat to us Americans today, to our species, and to our planet. Right now, today, July 2023, in the U.S., 1 in 3 males are sterile. 1 in 4 women are infertile. These are facts because the toxins we get in our air, food, and water make us sick and make us sterile and make us infertile. This is population control, folks. In the 1960s and before, there was less than 4% of the population had a chronic disease diagnosis. Every male was fertile. And most every female was not sterile. In 2015, 46% of our children have some form of chronic disease. Today, 1 in 36 kids have autism. At this current trend, the growing rate of autism, 1 in 3 children have autism in less than 10 years. In less than 10 years, 1 in 3 children will have autism. That is just the children now, and that's just autism. These are facts they don't want you to know, because the toxins we get in our air, food, and water make our children grow up with irreversible brain and immunity disorders. When we calculate this in 2015 with the whole population, it is much more than half of the United States citizens have some form of chronic disease. And when we look at the geriatric population today, 78% had cancer in 2015. 4 years later, you know, today, I mean, almost more than 6 or 8 years later, these numbers and percentages have increased at a staggering rate. All these chronic disease states are caused by toxins, poisons in our food and air, and most people regularly expose these toxins on a daily basis. Why are many of these same chemicals banned in other countries? Why are they not banned here in the U.S.? And why is there an increase of in America the Beautiful, an increase of these toxins? You better think again and start listening. This is a mass extermination program. I'm telling you right now, I could pose a compelling argument that this is a Russian conspiracy, communist conspiracy, you know, with Marx and Lenin and Stalin smiling in their graves right now, knowing that all their hard work and overthrowing capitalism was not lost, and they will win, because Russia is the only place on earth where many of the birds and bees are not going extinct. Russia has a huge landmass, and their only place on earth that does not have GMOs, glyphosate, coloring, or additives, or flavorings, or anti-caking agents, or preservatives. Comparatively speaking, nearly all Russian men and women are very fertile and do not need fertility clinics. I can't make my point more clear. In 70 years, in the end, Russia will be the only place left on the earth that can and sustain human Caucasian race on this planet. If you want out of this mind game, then just go to TheMasterSurvivor.com and click on the Master Survivor program. Survive. Have a good week, everybody.
Listening to Revolution Radio.
Now that you see how blatantly the midterms have been stolen, how many other times have you been played? The Green New Deal, the pandemic and the vax, Sandy Hook and the courts, the missing gas chambers, bio and chem labs in Ukraine, Bill Binney, Catherine Horton, Nick Kohlerstrom, Uli Damagard, Tina Pollard-Sachs, and many more. You don't want to miss my third annual False Flags and Conspiracies Virtual Conference, 3 to 4 December 2022. 24 speakers, 26 presentations. Check it out at jameshfetzer.org. This one is for history.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Don't miss the Crick, Rick, and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.